the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. It looks as if yesterday was just a blip in the weather radar. The cloudy, damp conditions has been replaced by, once again, sunny, beautiful conditions along the lakeshore. Look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Follows this news. The Holland BPW board yesterday unanimously recommended terminating service for 630 electrical customers in the far northwest corner of Laketown Township after rejecting the township's proposed 30-year franchise agreement last week. The township wanted a provision that would require the utility to pay the municipality in lieu of taxes if any power plant is built there in the next three decades. That's something not in any pact with any other community. BPW General Manager Dave Koster said during last week's special board meeting that no such construction in Laketown Township is planned.
Time and time again, we had told the Laketown Township Board that we have no plans on building electric generation in their township, and so we'd hoped that that issue was resolved.
The Holland City Council is expected to concur tomorrow night. The Township Board plans to not bring up the issue again. The affected customers are expected to be transferred to Consumers Energy, which services the rest of the township. Educators have converged at Zeeland East High School today for the annual Zeeland Educational Technology Academy. Attendees heard this morning from keynote speaker Nate Young of New North Center. That's a corporate and educational application design consultant firm. There are seminars on topics such as best practices for teaching new innovations, learning interactive programs, and using technology in the classroom. By the way, classes for the 2014 academic year begin 3 weeks from today. Low and moderate income residents wanting to buy a home in Holland can get some help from City Hall right now.
The initiative provides a matching grant of up to 50% for reasonable closing costs and or down payment assistance up to $3,000. Our street program coordinator Sue Harder says that she has had a good response.
We have two projects already, one completed and one closing soon and another one in the hopper. We've expended about half the $18,000 that's available, so I think we can do three or potentially more if there's less needed for down payment assistance.
She also said that at this point the program is a one-time thing. The funds are provided through federal community development block grants. For more information, go to cityofholland.com. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
Whether the Ottawa County Road Commission continues to oversee county roads or not may be determined in about an hour or so. A task force looked into cost and efficiencies of several options. The county board can begin efforts to dissolve the commission and take over oversight, maintain the status quo, or issue a memorandum of understanding for the commission to perform certain tasks laid out in a report by that task force. It was up to board member Jim Holtrop of Hudsonville that first two options are just not desirable.
The study's identified several things that we can do in collaboration and cooperation between the two bodies to hopefully help road funding in the future.
Road commissions are appointed by the board with no other public accountability and are responsible for maintaining about 2,200 miles of road, along with culverts, drains, and bridges. Issues of race relations and government intervention are the subjects of separate town hall meetings along the lakeshore this evening. At 6 p.m., the Reverend Wayne Coleman hosts a Justice for Some or Justice for All session at his Imagine Fellowship Church in Holland after he was the victim of an alleged hate crime when his parked vehicle was vandalized by Caucasian men whom he claims made racial slurs during the attack. Meanwhile, the Ottawa County Patriots welcome Congressman Bill Heisinger to a meeting in Zeeland's Howard Miller Center at 7:30 p.m.
I anticipate it's going to be wide-ranging, but the real focus is going to be the NSA situation and what's been going on. Hopefully have a good, lively conversation, a good debate.
The Zeeland Republican will also discuss the latest developments involving the IRS targeting of conservative groups. Do you need gas? You may not want to wait to fill up.
The national gas experts are predicting gas prices will trail downward until Labor Day and then drop even further and faster as the year winds down. But one regional expert is expecting a spike that could come as soon as today. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says wholesale prices have remained high despite the drop in Michigan.
And that's set up the situation where I think margins are squeezed at stations.
He says this is another one of those exclusive Great Lakes spikes.
The Great Lakes, you know, as we've long talked about, is more of a roller coaster ride.
He says gas prices could jump a quarter or more per gallon. John McNeil, WHTC News.
Congress is in recess through Labor Day. And while a recent poll claimed that Americans don't think that senators and representatives deserve a break right now, lawmakers such as Fred Upton of St. Joseph have not been keeping their feet up on the beach since returning home from Washington.
All this week and last week, my feet have been on the floor, generally around 5:30, something like that, as I'm traveling around our district listening to people. It's not a day at the beach, but I'm learning a lot listening to folks.
The House and Senate resume full-scale sessions on September 9th. The public is invited to join volunteers in picking up trash and other debris from the beach at Grand Haven State Park from 6 p.m. to 7:30 this evening. It's part of the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt-A-Beach program that collected over 42,000 pounds of trash from 327 American locations last year. A private gathering is also tonight at Carroll Park in Port Sheldon Township. More info is on GreatLakesAdopt.org. The Mega Millions folks are now making changes to their game to improve the odds, increase the jackpots, and create more million-dollar winners.
Unlike the Powerball game, which upgraded last year, the Mega Millions ticket will still sell for a dollar. They'll increase the minimum jackpot from $12 to $15 million and boost the jackpots at least $5 billion after each drawing, if the jackpot is not won. Andy Brancato says all games need to be freshened up periodically.
It's just some changes to enhance the game to maintain player interest in it.
They will also be including what they call a Megaplier, for an extra dollar, which would automatically multiply the size of any prize you do win. The new game begins on October 19th. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
The Tigers and White Sox return to battle at U.S. Cellular Field in Chicago this evening in the second game of a three-game series. The Sox took the opener last night 6-2 behind Chris Sale's four-hitter. And it's now two wins in the last three games for Gordon Beckham and the Pale Hoes.
The record doesn't show it, but I think we're playing better baseball, just in terms of playing cleaner, making the routine plays, and just doing little things to put us in position to possibly win a game.
Max Scherzer guns for his 18th win of the season. He gets the pitching call for Detroit against Chicago's Hector Santiago. Dan Dickerson and Jim Price have the call of the game from the south side at 7:45 p.m. here on 1450 WHTC. Back home in Detroit, there's some debate going on over what to do with the site of Tiger Stadium.
The stadium itself is now gone, but the old ball field remains, taking up a lot of space there at Michigan and Trumbull. Detroit Free Press writer Sean Windsor tells us the rest of the neighborhood, known as Corktown, has been developing lately, and many people feel that the site of the old stadium should be opened up to that development.
Whenever there's a little bit of activity bubbling up in the city, to me it needs to be cultivated just as tenderly as possible. And Corktown, which is where Tiger Stadium has a little bit of that going on.
Windsor says that some Detroit leaders have suggested making a little monument to the Tigers at the location of the old stadium, but getting rid of the rest of the field. Tiger Stadium opened in 1912 and closed in 1999. Andrew Green reporting.
The Cubs return home from taking 2 of 3 in St. Louis over the weekend and were promptly stymied by visiting Cincinnati last night 2-0. The friendly confines have been anything but friendly lately for Chicago's hitters, according to manager Dale Swain.
It's funny, we're scoring, you know, in bigger parks and stuff on the road, and we can't seem to muster up anything at home. And no slugging percentage at all at home right now.
Jeff Samardzija starts for the Cubs this evening. The Lions preparing for a preseason showdown with the Browns in Cleveland on Thursday night. Also on Thursday night, the Bears host the San Diego Chargers at Soldier Field in Chicago. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for partly cloudy skies this afternoon, windy as well, high 73. Mostly clear tonight, low 52. More sun than clouds tomorrow and Thursday. Tomorrow's high 72, Thursday's high 77. The water temperature is 68, but a red warning flag is flying. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.